Maria Dudzek, joined in the studio by Amy Montgomery, and she is here to tell us more about Girls on the Run. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here. And this has been going on for several years now, I guess for a while, and you're starting up a new season?
Right, yeah. So Girls on the Run has been in Ketchikan for, I think, almost a decade. I'm pretty new in my position. I am the I work at Women in Safe Homes in the Prevention and Education Department, and I am the coordinator of Girls on the Run for Ketchikan. So right now we're recruiting our coaches, and we'll be starting our spring season February 4th, and it's a 12-week season, so it runs to the beginning of May. So we have a lot of opportunities to volunteer for head coaches, assistant coaches, junior coaches, even substitute coaches. And we have a coach training coming up on Saturday, the 12th.
What does it take to be a coach?
Yeah. So, depending on your time commitment, the head coach has the most, responsibilities. So, the season meets for 12 weeks, and there's two practices or lessons per week, and those lessons are about 90 minutes to 2 hours. And the head coach has the responsibility of facilitating the lessons, which are already put together by Girls on the Run, and they have all the materials put together by me. And so they kind of lead those lessons. They go over topics of self-awareness, making healthy choices, balance in life, healthy healthy relationships. So they really take the lead. And then in those lessons is the integrated running program. And then at the end of the season, they do a celebratory 5K run. So the head coach has kind of, I mean, at least I would say 3 to 5 hours a week of, well, yeah, of planning and
plus
doing
the,
those
and then plus and the time
plus
at
the lessons. And so the assistant coaches would help the head coach. They are not required to come to both practices a week. They need to come to at least one, and they kind of just help the head coach along. And really, for all the coach positions, is the supportive role of an adult to be there. The biggest question that I've got so far is, or kind of concern is, like, it sounds like a great program, but I'm not a runner. You don't need to be a runner. You don't have to have a history of being a runner. I'm going to be coaching this season also, and I'm not a runner. So there is lots of opportunity to be active and do the activities and then the 5K at the end, but it's really not required that you have a running history.
Do you need to, like, walk the runs with them, so to speak, or you just can help with the lessons and otherwise?
I think both. I think that if you would like to run with the girls, then you're more than welcome. But if you kind of, there's lots of activities where one coach might be at one end and it's kind of like a relay thing. And so the kids are going to run down to one coach and then run back to the other coach. So you might be more of like a post. But there's also opportunity to run with them. Also for the 5K at the end of the season, if you don't have the time commitment to do the coaching, we do, ask for volunteers to be running buddies with the girls, just as more support to get them through the 5K. And there's opportunity to just help set up that is normally held at Ward Lake.
What are you, what is the age range of the girls that participate in this?
So, Girls on the Run is for third through fifth grade girls. And, there's a program called Heart and Soul for sixth through eighth grade girls. And it's the same, lessons and the same idea. But right now I don't have enough interest for coaching and girls to do Heart and Soul. But if I end up getting that, I'd be more than happy to set a team up. So right now we have enough interest for two teams coming from Houtline, a rec center team and a Point Higgins team.
And so, these are for grades 3-5, you're saying?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, third through fifth grade. And,
I'm sorry, I interrupted your thought.
That's okay.
So are they, is it work that way that you schools produce teams? Or yeah. can individuals participate in it?
Well, that's why we do the rec center team is, since if we don't have enough interest from one school alone, that girls or students from any school can participate in the rec center team, and they just meet there. I think right now we've decided that it's going to be Monday and Wednesday, 4 to 5:30. So, but you don't have to go to Houtline to be on the Houtline team. Like if it just works out, your school doesn't have a team set up and the time and day is better for you to go to that team, that's fine. And then I also wanted to mention that, coaches don't have to be women. The Girls on the Run policy does ask the head coach position to be filled by a woman, but we are more than happy to have volunteers of all genders for, you know, the other positions like the assistant coaches and the junior or the sub coaches. Junior coaches are actually like can be 16. So if there's any teenagers that want to help out, they can get their community service hours, and they can do that if they'd like.
And you mentioned a certain amount of time commitment. Are the days and times set already, or are those to be determined?
They're not 100% set, but they're – so I think right now it's fairly –
traditionally, it's like 3 to 5. I mean,
yeah, like the school times are right after school, so 3 to 4:30. For Houtline, we have one team meeting Monday, Wednesday, and the other team is going to be Tuesday, Thursday. The rec center is a little bit later, just to allow time for students to get there. So 4 to 5:30. Like I said, I think Monday and Wednesday, and then we still haven't really set a time and day for Point Higgins yet. And I think this will be the first year that we do have a team from Point Higgins.
Okay. If someone is interested in getting involved, helping with the coaching, you mentioned you have this meeting.
Yeah. So on January 12th, this Saturday, we are doing a new coach training, which is required to coach a season. That's 8:30 to 4:30. At the IROC building, which is on Tongass. And if that time doesn't work and you do want to coach, we can definitely schedule something else. So it doesn't have to be you if you can't make that, you know, you can't coach. So we can be flexible. But there is a coach training this Saturday. Lunch and breakfast is provided. That will provide you all the information that you need to run a season of Girls on the Run, and it'll include a practice lesson, and it's interactive and it's really fun. And you can contact me on Facebook. There's a Girls on the Run Facebook page. There's my email is amy.m@wishak.org, or you could call at 228-4090, and I can give you more information or get you signed up for the training on Saturday.
Okay. Anything else you wanted to mention about this?
No, I think that's it.
Okay. So it is, again, training coming up this Saturday, the 12th. And if you have questions, you can give Amy a call at the number again.
228-4090.
Okay. And we will post this interview on our website at krbd.org. And I will put that phone and email contact info there as well.